Municipal authorities in Beijing announced plans to upgrade from orange to red on Monday night, marking the first ever time a red alert has been issued for Beijing since the four-tiered color-coded system for smog was instituted 3 years ago. The red alert comes after the capital region was given just a few days' rest from the smog after having to cope with the orange alert conditions just 4 days before. Resounding the red alert, a series of automatic measures kick in, including the odd-even license plate restrictions to keep half the vehicles in Beijing off the road. Lily Feng with the Beijing Public Transport Commission says more public transit has been added to help keep the city moving the next few days.
Starting this Tuesday, we have added 840 vehicles on the key lines. This has increased public transport capacity by 15,000 vehicles per day.
As part of the red alert, which officially begins at 7 this Tuesday morning, it's being recommended that schools advise their students to stay home. Xia Lianping, head of the Beijing's Municipal Education Commission, says the request is voluntary.
Parents who don't have the time to be with their children during the day can still send their kids to school. But we recommend that students take part in indoor activities and study at home. Most students have chosen to stay at home and study online with their teachers because this is the first red alert in Beijing, and we're hoping to learn from this experience to do more to improve the system so that we'll be more prepared if this happens again.
At the same time, industrial facilities have also been ordered to close or severely curtail their output. Outdoor construction projects in the city have also been shut down under the red alert. The red alert in Beijing comes on the heels of the Ministry of Environmental Protection announcing the creation of an emission permit system this past week. Under this program, any new industrial facilities being built or operated will have to adhere to the limits they have qualified for when it comes to air, water and solid waste output. Li Jun with School for the Environment at Nanjing University says the permit system is more targeted than the previous approval process.
Through the new system, we have a much better idea of how much pollution is being discharged into the environment and better ensure that emissions are meeting the standards we set for individual operations. If we can get all companies and the permit certification process, it will go a long way toward ensuring our environment is better protected.
In addition to the steps being taken in Beijing during the red alert, neighboring Hebei and Henan are taking similar steps to keep their in their provinces clean. Factories in those provinces are being required to reduce dust, sulfur dioxide and nitric oxide emissions by at least 15%. On top of that, fleets of sprinkler vehicles are also on the streets in Hebei and Henan to try to knock down the pollution still being pumped out. This current bout of smog in the Great Beijing region is the second so far this month and is expected to linger until Thursday. Coal-fired electricity generation as well as vehicle exhaust are said to be the main factors driving up pollution levels across the region. For CI, this is Li Jianhua.